From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Doctors Without Borders says the death toll from the U.S. airstrike on its hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, has risen to 22. The medical group says 12 hospital and 10 patients were killed in the attack, including three children. The group says it has now withdrawn from Kunduz. The Afghan Interior Ministry said 10 to 15 insurgents were hiding in the hospital's grounds at the time of the attack. The U.S. military acknowledged conducting a pre-dawn airstrike in the vicinity of the hospital. Russia said today its forces continued intensifying airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria and that the bombings have disrupted the group's infrastructure and logistical support. But opposition fighters in the region and their spokesperson say they are the groups being targeted, as Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Syrian government media reported heavy airstrikes on opposition-held towns of Homs and Idlib. The Russian Defense Ministry showed videos of bombs striking what they claimed were arms depots and terrorist command centers. Video from Syrian opposition groups showed victims of what they claimed were Russian airstrikes on the towns of Telbisi and Rastan. Syrian opposition leader Khaled al-Hoja claimed most of the Russian attacks were aimed at what he called moderate opposition targets. Appearing on Syrian TV, President Bashar al-Assad defended the Russian military operation he authorized last week. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Nigerian police and witnesses are linking Friday's two explosions outside Abuja, the capital, to male and female suicide bombers. No group has claimed responsibility, but authorities have linked the attacks to Boko Haram, which has been in the area. This is VOA News. Israeli police say they are restricting access to Jerusalem's whole old city after a Palestinian man fatally stabbed two Israelis. The Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad said the attacker was a member. Baruch Marzel is an Israeli right-wing activist.
Netanyahu has to resign. Netanyahu failed. He gave the Arabs to incite for months in Jerusalem. He gave the Arabs to attack Jews in Jerusalem. Today there was four Jews dead. Netanyahu has their blood on his hands.
Recent fighting at the Al-Aqsa compound in East Jerusalem has seen is Palestinian protesters throwing stones and firebombs at non-Muslims who are allowed under Israeli law to visit the site. Israel captured the territory along with the West Bank from Jordan in the 1967 war, but Palestinians claim the territory is the capital of their future state. The flood of refugees and other migrants into Europe this year is boosting support among anti-immigrant political parties in many of the affected countries. In Austria, the far-right Freedom Party could, for the first time, win city elections in Vienna from the Social Democrats who have dominated politics there for decades. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports from Vienna.
Ahead of citywide elections, far-right politicians are capitalizing on fears of an influx of foreigners, most of them Muslims.
It's about, as you said before, migrants and the fears of people, I guess, which I think is absolutely ridiculous because we live in one of the richest countries in the world, so I don't see the point.
Vienna, like most European capitals, boasts a wealth of culture, architecture, and history, as well as cultural diversity and left-wing politics. But like much of Europe, politics are turning to the right, and that has many here worried. The Freedom Party says it wants to protect Austrian culture and Europe from Islamization, and its message is finding an audience. Polls show it is neck and neck with the Social Democrats, who have led Vienna politics since the end of World War II. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Vienna.
Authorities in the U.S. state of Oregon say the gunman who killed eight students and a teacher at a community college earlier this week committed suicide after a brief shootout with police. The heavily armed 26-year-old shooter left a hate-filled note at the scene, which, according to news reports, said he felt the world was against him. An Oregon resident speaks out on the issue of gun control.
Well, you're going to hear people jump on the bandwagon for gun control, and yes, we need to look at that, but let's not kid ourselves and think that that's the cure-all. There's more issues that we need to look at the whole picture and be able to not only look at gun control, but help for those that are suffering mentally.
President Obama spoke to the American people after the shooting, saying he wants everyone to press Congress to take some action on gun control reform. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.